Welcome to the Life is a Visual Storyteller podcast. My name is Roger Overall. I am a visual creative based in Ireland. And this is it episode 38? It is episode 38, and it is the 6th of September, and is also the first episode in quite a while. What happened, in essence, the short version, if you're interested, is that I got caught up with the video for my new company, Show and Tell Communications. So I sacrificed the podcast and the cartoon and everything that surrounds those two things in favor of completing that video. And the video's finished, and that's great. It's done. It's dusted. I think I spoke about it in a previous episode of the podcast about 3 weeks ago. If you go to blog.rogeroverall.net, you will see that video there. But then I started marketing that video, and I got some interest, and I got a commission to create a new video. At the same time, I got another project to do. And all of a sudden, I was overwhelmed with work and crazy deadlines. So there was no time to do anything else. All my hours in the day were just gone. And I often thought, you know what, I will podcast. And I just didn't have the energy because it was so late in the evening. And I could have made time. I could have given up something. But what I decided to do was to keep running, to keep my exercise regime going. I'll talk about that in the hidden part of the podcast later on. But the long and short of it is, I have not had very much time to podcast at all. And I didn't want to let any more time go by, even though I'm very tired this evening, because I've got a crazy couple of weeks coming up, and it's a couple of very exciting things are happening. And I'm not sure I'm going to be able to podcast very much at all. I'm going to try to, even just for myself, to have a record of the stuff I'm going to be doing over the next couple of weeks. But that's really what's happened. Now, as a consequence, and let's just talk about that, because as creatives, we just get steamrolled sometimes by the client work. And as a result, we don't get round to doing the stuff that can help us long term, and the personal projects and the stuff that's really exciting to us. Because let's be honest, I mean, not every project that comes along that we do for a client is really exciting. Let's just be blunt about that. So it does get in the way of creating stuff for ourselves for the long term. And that stuff is really important because it helps you feel that you're making progress, or at least for me, it helps me feel that I'm making progress. And that has been especially important for me in the past couple of days, because while I've got some very exciting things coming up, and they really are, they're the kind of projects when you see them on Instagram. I'm, by the way, at Roger Overall on Instagram. Are you at Roger Overall on Instagram? Well, I'm Roger Overall on Instagram and at Roger Overall on Twitter. Anyway, if you see what I'm going to be doing over the next couple of weeks, it looks like I've got my career sorted, that everything is falling into place. Now, I'm not going to belittle the stuff that I'm going to be doing, because they're pretty nice projects to be working on. But I haven't charged the money that I should charge, because I'm a little bit desperate to get the work between you and me. And What I'm trying to say is, it will look great on Instagram. If you follow me on Instagram, it will look like I'm doing the most amazing stuff in the most amazing locations. And to an extent, that is true. Those things will be happening. But at the same time, I lost a lot of work in the last couple of days, projects that got cancelled. And that really knocked me back. Friday was a bad day. I think on Friday, I lost 5 figures. In terms of income, just because projects that I have been talking about with agencies and with clients just vanished. And they were tasty projects. There was an opportunity to do a really nice video project, and that came to nothing really. In a conversation with the client, having had a couple of really exciting email exchanges that indicated, hey, look, you know, there's money here, and there's a will and a desire to do this, and we'd like you on board. But when the actual phone conversation, when we got round to scheduling a phone call, despite the positive email messages, it didn't pan out. And the budget really wasn't there to do what the client had in mind, which was a shame. But previously, nothing in the information exchange had indicated that was the case. Another project that just vanished, I'd been booked in for almost, not quite, but a window of time had been set aside. Clients had rung me up and said, look, we're doing this, you're the guy to do it. This is when we're going to do it. This is actually when we want it to happen. I actually couldn't do that week because of a prior commitment. So they said, look, no problem. It actually suits us to push it out a week anyway. So keep that free in your diary. And it was all looking very promising. And that would have been a really interesting photography and video project, some short films. But sadly, on Friday, that also fell through. And the last thing that fell through on Friday was a workshop I was due to give. Now, that wouldn't have generated an awful lot of money. Now, I say that, but it would have given me a reasonable day rate. But I don't do the workshops for that reason. This was a workshop through an official organisation here in Ireland. The benefit is it gets me in front of potential clients. And to have that not happen was kind of disappointing as well. So that all happened on Friday, and it all happened pretty much within a couple of hours of each other. All these phone calls started to happen. Now, the irony was I was on the road traveling up to a family event. There was a christening in the family over the weekend. And as I was driving up, the further north I drove, the more somber my mood was getting because I was just losing. I was hemorrhaging work. The further north I went, the more work I was hemorrhaging. And that's when having my own personal stuff, my own private stuff that I'm creating for me that I can put out into the world, that's when that becomes super important. Because while I'm not getting the work, or while I'm losing work to the, and look, I'll be honest with you, this work would have seen me through to the end of the year. It would have been fantastic. But so to lose that, and all in within a couple of hours of each other, is a massive blow. And then my personal work, the stuff that I'm creating for myself for the long term, that I'm building to create a structure and a platform to launch new stuff, that becomes really important then, because really that's all I've got. And it's just occurred to me that by not doing the podcast, by not podcasting, by not doing the cartoon, I'm kind of treading water. I'm kind of, nothing's happening. I'm not moving towards those goals that I've set for myself. So I didn't want another day to go by without broadcasting. And also, is it really a shout out to Micah in Holland, who reached out and said, hey, you're not podcasting anymore. And where are the, you know, what's going on? And that was, it was really nice to hear that somebody actually noticed that I wasn't podcasting anymore. So that meant a lot. Anyway, I'm going to try and do more podcasts. I actually recorded 5 episodes of the podcast on my way to a talk I gave in Dundalk, which is about 3 and a bit hours drive on the motorway. It's all motorway up to Dundalk from where I live here in the south of Ireland in Cork. And I recorded 5 episodes of the podcast. But when I listened back to them, the car noise was a bit dominant. So I need to see whether I can, I'll probably put them up anyway. The information is, I think, I hope, solid. So you might forgive the lesser audio quality. And then I want to podcast over the next couple of days just to tell you what's going on. And I hope give you some useful information as well as to how you might be able to drum up some business. Because having lost all this business, I have also created some business as well. And I may have a few tips and hints and suggestions for you. That's all they really are, because I've got to the point now where I realise that I can't really tell you how to run your business and can't really tell you what you should be doing, because I don't know. I don't know your circumstances. If you want to tell me about your circumstances, get in touch. You can get in touch easily with me, roger@rogeroverall.net. That will find me. And we can communicate as one visual creative to another. That's all I'm going to say in this bit of the podcast. I'll talk to you again, fingers crossed, very soon. There will be no cartoon. If you're looking for the cartoon to go with this episode, there is none, because I don't have the bandwidth at the moment. I'm preparing for four days on the road for a shoot. And then I have one day at home, and then I'm away for 6 days in the Czech Republic for a shoot. I'll tell you more about that as the weeks progress. Looking forward to that. And we'll talk about things like gear and logistics and the creative process and liaising with clients at distance, because these are people I've never actually met physically. It's going to be really interesting to meet them when I land in Prague. But look, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye now. And look after yourself. And I hope that your creative life is working out for you. Take care. Come in, sit down. Now, what can I tell you? I'm not even sure what I said the last time around. I mean, it's 3 weeks ago. I probably spoke about my fall, didn't I? That I fell while I was running and just ripped my hands open, my knee open, my shin. Everything was just, oh my God, blood everywhere. And I'm looking at it now. And one of the podcasts I recorded in the car that I will put up, I do talk about this, where I look at my hands and I'm thinking, my God, I must be some kind of Terminator, because where there was just this fleshy deep, I mean, I'm seriously deep fleshy crater, it's all healed. I can see where it was. It's there's still a little bit of healing process to go, but basically my body is healed. I'm running again. I'll be able to go swimming again, because I didn't really want to go into the swimming pool with massive scabs hanging off my knees and my hips and my shin. Well, you can imagine. It's just not really what you want, is it? So tomorrow's a Monday, I will be swimming again. I hope. I've kept the running going as best I can, off and on. But here's the thing. Here's the point I wanted to make in this bit of the podcast that might be useful to you. Your health is so important. It really is. And I decided that I didn't have the bandwidth anymore to do both the podcast and the cartoon and the video and also my exercise regime. One of them had to give. And I decided that in this really, really, really busy period, I would keep exercising, that the exercise would be the one that I would keep going, and I would sacrifice the podcast and the cartoon in favor of going out and running and what have you. The reason for that is, I think, because as creatives, we get stuck behind our desks so much, or behind our computer screens, or behind our easels, or whatever it is that we create. If we're sculptors, if we're painters, writers, we can get stuck. Certainly I do. I get stuck behind screens all the time, monitors. That's my world. And I just wanted to get out and get that physical aspect going, get out of the chair. I don't have a standing desk. So to get out of the chair, go running for some reasonable distances as well. I try at the moment to get to about 10K. 12K, 13K. And my goal is to get up to about 20, to get my long runs up to about 20K. I was going to say by the end of this month, that's not going to happen. It's just going to be too fragmented, my training. But end of October should very well be possible. And that's kind of like half marathon distance. That's not too bad. But I decided, look after your health, because if I'm healthy, I can do the podcast and the cartoon. But if I favour the podcast and the cartoon and I lose my health, well, then, do you know what? I'm going to lose the ability to do the podcast and the cartoon as well. So that's kind of how I logicked it. how I made it rational in my own mind. Oh, dear. I can't find the words. It's probably a sign that I should stop talking now. I will do that. I hope you're fit. I hope you're healthy. I hope you're looking after yourself, because as creatives, I do think that's important. And I will talk to you again very soon. Take care of yourself.